I hope I'm not late. No, I understand. I'm like 20 minutes early. I didn't want to be late. I was worried. I mean, not that I've ever been late for anything, but you never know. So I just made sure that I was here early. But you're here early too, so I hope I'm not interrupting that you weren't planning on getting something else done first, and now I'm here, and oh, you were just getting here early as well. Okay. I should say, it's nice to see you again. I mean, I was surprised when you texted and you said you wanted to meet up. Again, I was worried that before I'd not made the best impression. He thought I was sweet. I was glad that you wanted to keep talking, and that you wanted to meet up again. Though I have to say, I wasn't expecting you to want to take me to a big open park. No, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't dislike parks, mainly, you know. As long as there's somewhere with good shade, then. I mean, obviously you can see I brought the parasol anyway. Hope you don't mind that. I mean, I do have sun cream on, but still, can never be too careful, and I burn especially easily, even for a vampire. Always burned easily back when I was human as well. Oh no, I don't feel bad. I suppose you haven't taken many vampires out on dates, and so you didn't think about it. It's really not a problem. To say I came prepared. You thought this would be nicer because there'd be less of a crowd. For my sake. Oh. No, you didn't get it wrong. I'm not the best with lots of crowds. That's very sweet. Consider it. It's very nice. Gosh. Thank you, I suppose. We're eating out here, yes? I think, or are we're going to go somewhere to get food first and then bringing it here? Why not? You already got food. Are we having a picnic? Oh, I mean, no, I mean, I knew we were going to eat in the park. I just didn't expect you to already come prepared and have such a cute little hamper basket thing. No, I love picnics. I mean, I haven't been on one. I can't think of the last time I've been on one. I mean, sometimes I might come outside, a little snack. It can be pretty photogenic, you know. Take some photos and stuff. But, not with other people. Not in a very long time. So. Oh, it'll be nice. Should we pick a spot? Did you already? I mean, I don't want to presume, but when you say you brought food, you went to a blood bank for me. You didn't know what I preferred, so we just got one of everything. No, that's, yeah, that's fine, that's good, yeah, again, really thoughtful, Shall we find a spot to sit in, then? Oh, I see there's a tree line over there, I think, perhaps. That has some pretty decent shade. And regardless, my parasol only really fits one underneath, and other creatures other than vampires get regular sunburn, and we wouldn't want that happening to you. So, I suppose we'll walk over there. Photos. Oh, I mentioned taking photos. Yeah. Is that surprising? Maybe that's surprising. What with how shy I am and all. It's sort of more getting nervous around other people and social anxiety. But I like how I look and I like taking photos and I post them online. I know that my... Some people think that means I'm wanting attention. I mean, I like people commenting and saying they like the outfit or they like how I look. So I suppose in a way I like the attention, but I wouldn't be comfortable with, say, being up on a stage. Crowds of people staring. I don't know. Being shy and introverted shouldn't mean that I don't get to, I don't know, have some form of self-confidence. Perhaps it's a bit unusual, but the shyness isn't, it's not so much out of insecurity. I think it's just other people are unpredictable. I don't know. You could follow me online if you wanted. I wouldn't mind if you had a look. I wouldn't mind if you looked at me. I mean, perhaps I would send you the link to it. Okay. Yeah. Right. We should sit down. No, we're here. You really weren't kidding. No, that's... I can definitely drink that. You bought plenty of food for yourself, though, right? Good, okay. Some vampires can be sort of pretentious about blood types, you know. AB negative is technically the rarest, and so therefore, because it's the rarest, the least common. Some vampires say that it tastes the best. I don't know. I found that with humans, though, as well. Like, the food that is labeled as the best also happens to be the most expensive. Like caviar, which the texture of that looks revolting. Or gold leaf. Once you've started putting on so much of your food, when it has absolutely no taste or flavor. So, you know, people charge more for it. People think because it's the rarest and it's elitist kind of thing. But, I mean, blood is blood. But I totally understand people having favorites. It's not as if we have a lot of choice. But, I don't think it's the best taste, in my opinion. No, I'll take the, you have O negative. I'll take that one. Thank you. I mean, I suppose I'll take all of them. Given you won't be drinking them. But, I'll start with this one. Thank you. Staring. Are you sure you don't mind being around someone drinking blood? What were you thinking? Does it taste different? A little bit. It's not much, really. I mean, I can tell what blood type someone is without even tasting them, to be honest. But, there's a difference, but it's not massive. There's definitely other things that cause different tastes in blood, much more than blood type does. Oh, well, for example, medication or illness. I knew of someone once who, okay, when I say I knew of, I don't mean personally, I mean I just saw this online, so it might not even be true, I suppose, but it definitely is something that could happen. So this vampire was, drinking directly from someone, with their consent and all. They were a university student. The human, not the vampire. And, so they were on the side to help, you know, pay off student loans and all that. They were, offering their blood to vampires. Properly, you know, through the app and everything. Not just having random people turn up at the dormitory. I'm getting off track, so... Yes, said vampire wondered why he was, being able to concentrate a lot better after drinking from them, and was managing to, stay focused, on things a lot more. Yeah, so, long story short, the student was taking ADHD medication, and so... A little bit of that, and traces of it, was getting to the blood, and then the vampire, and then, yeah. Hey, I mean, cheaper way to get a diagnosis than seeing a therapist. But anyway, so, I mean, obviously that was more of an effect thing, but, it changed the taste as well, was what I was trying to say. I think I got a bit sidetracked. But this is good. Thank you. I know I already said thank you, but really, I don't know too many humans who would approach a vampire and then offer to take them on a lunch date and then like it so much that they ask to go on a second date where they acquire blood themselves. And then bring that blood to a picnic that they've organized with said vampire. You're really different from most people, I've met, I think. Not that I'd spend a lot of time meeting people, but still. I suppose what I'm trying to say is your attempts to court me are very effective. Mm-hmm. I think so, yes. Yes, I'd like to see you again. I mean, I appreciate you being so willing to text as well, you know. I find it easier than talking out loud to people. And getting to know you over you know, messages and the times we've met in person. I don't know. If you wanted to call me your boyfriend, I mean, I suppose this is a second date, and I mean, how many dates do we have to go on before you can start calling someone your boyfriend? That's a fair question. It's been. No one's ever really called me that before. It's not unpleasant. But no. I mean, I just feel like there's still so much you don't know about me. Perhaps we can take this slow. Because, you know, there's things I feel like I'd like to talk about, you know, and just talk in general a bit more. But it's not a no. It's a probably yes, but I just, if you don't mind. Because I don't want to say, yes, let's make everything official and change, you know, I don't know if you'd want to make it, like, super public or anything, you know, but then we talk more, and then you find out things that I like or how I am, and then that's a deal breaker for you, or vice versa, I suppose. But as I say, it's not a no. We don't have to talk about it now. I think, also I'd be rather embarrassed to talk about some of it, so perhaps I would text you later. For now, I mean, you went to all the trouble of buying all that food. We should sit down and eat it. What do you mean you didn't buy? Did you make that? You know how to bake. No, that's fine. It's just. You are real, right? You're just sort of ticking a lot of boxes for me. Sure. I'd be alright with trying some. Like I said, regular food doesn't provide any sustenance for us. But we can eat it. It doesn't make us sick or anything. Unless we happen to have some sort of allergy, but it's just if I just ate regular food. I shouldn't say regular food, because this is regular food. It's not abnormal food, is it, blood? But I don't want to say human food, because it's not just human, so whatever, for the ease of this conversation. If I just ate human food, I would starve. I'd be able to taste it, but it would not give me any sort of nutrition or anything. So it would really just be, plenty of vampires don't indulge, but I like the taste of sweet things, so. It's just like a little treat. I mean, you lot eat some foods that don't exactly give you a lot of nutrition, but you eat it because you like the taste. I suppose it's a bit like that. Although, even food that is, unhealthy for you still has at least some benefits. Either there's a little bit of nutrition, or if at least it's giving you energy. Yeah, human food doesn't even give us energy. But, yes, I'd love to try some. Should we lay everything out properly? I've already started drinking this. but perhaps unpack everything and have a picnic.